providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, Tom, for the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. You know, I have to tell you, in the first hour, David Rubin, who is former mayor of Shiloh back in Israel, is one of the most interesting people I have ever talked with. And I have to tell you, pay attention to what Mayor Rubin had to say in the second segment of the first hour. They are really doing everything they can to assist children, not just in Israel, but in the Middle East, although they really focus on the West Bank, which is where he was the mayor. Having said that, you think that was an interesting story. We have one coming on right now that, I mean, I'm laughing because, you know, it's just blind luck. We got probably one of the most interesting stories that's happening in America today, unless you want to hear about Joe Biden and the rest of the clowns. This is about real people who are really doing something to help humanity. Have a fellow on the line by the name of Steve Shriver. Steve is back in the Midwest. He, along with the assistance of a friend of his, are manufacturing a hand sanitizer and giving it away free to anybody who drives through their facility. They've given away over 1,000 of these things so far already. Jimmy, I got to tell you, as listeners are aware, you and I are neighbors. I don't see anything like that going on around here, man. Why don't you go out and buy 10 cases of sanitizers and help your neighbors?
Better yet, let's see if we get the materials to build it. Hey, Steve, so...
there you go. Anyway, to make all, it, that's... all kidding aside, these guys are really doing mankind a service right now. They're doing it, Steve is doing it in conjunction with a friend of his who owns a distillery in the area, and it's called Cedar Ridge. Why don't you take it from here, Jimmy, and let's talk about what Steve is doing, okay?
Yeah, fantastic. Steve, we were just interested. So explain to me kind of a little bit of just a very briefly about your background in this relationship with Cedar Ridge Distillery and Jess Quint and Dr. Ryan Sinderman at the ER there in your area.
Sure. So I founded a company called EcoLips, and we are an organic lip balm company. We sell into 12,000 retailers across the United States. You know, we're in small little co-ops, and we're in most of the Walmarts. So I'm a capitalist, and I sell products for a living, but the idea is that we want to sell good products. So I also own another company called Stoco Outfitters, and Dr. Ryan Sunderman is my partner, and we're trying to order, you know, hand sanitizer for our employees and our customers, and just couldn't find it anywhere. And, you know, we said, well, you know, we know how to make stuff. Let's order the stuff to make it. And then we couldn't find that anywhere online or local. So, Ryan, Dr. Sunderman said, don't you know the guy out at Cedar Ridge? And I said, yeah, you know, I do. And, 5 minutes later, I'm on the phone with him, and we met that afternoon, and this is a week later, and now we've made about 5,000 bottles up until this point, and we're continuing on. So, you know, lip balm company meets a distillery. None of us have ever really made hand sanitizer before, but together we had the ingredients to make this happen.
And you have a doctor who's a partner who can keep you guys straight in terms of the correct way to do this. And Stephen, I'm not telling you you're stupid and you don't know how to do this. I'm not saying that. No, I'm not saying this at all, man. But there is strength in numbers, and I know since it's a topical, it does not have to be taken internally. I know that you don't have to get the federal government involved in terms of the FDA and the rest of it. So let me ask you a question now. We got about 4 minutes left to go. We're going to devote the whole hour of the second hour of KER Politics to what you guys are doing, because I think it's, you know, people talk about gloom and doom. They talk about bad things. They talk about, you know, the virus that's going on right now. They talk about you know, inflammatory terms. They talk about people who are doing things bad right now throughout the world. We talk about people who are doing things good. And Mr. Shriver, I have to tell you, you are very, very seriously doing something really good. So
you've
given away about 5,000 packages of hand sanitizers, correct?
Correct. Yep.
So, hey, Steve, how did you get through some of those hoops, the regulatory hoops that are out there?
We all lived that. So please,
yeah, explain.
Right. So, yeah, I didn't want to ramble, but basically, initially, you know, we said, we kind of just said, screw the laws. Like, people are in need. We're getting, as soon as I put something out online that said, who needs hand sanitizer? And not only did thousands of civilians need them, I'm getting calls from police departments, fire departments, emergency services, hospitals. And that's how big this thing is. So last week when we started this, it was like, I don't care what the laws are. We're making hand sanitizer and we're going to give it out because people need it right now.
Good on you.
Thankfully. Yeah. And then thankfully, we actually got, tweeted by, somebody who was, one of our governors, noticed that we were doing it and tweeted. And then we said, well, shoot, we would like to be abiding by the laws. So let's get a hold of her and Joni Ernst. And so we got a hold of her. And then a couple days into that conversation, Grassley actually, worked with, I don't know the exact logistics of this, but then an email goes out to all of the, distillers. And it basically says, you know, the acting administrator of the alcohol and tobacco tax has found that it's necessary to waive provisions in internal revenue law with regard to distilled spirits. And basically the law has been changed. So you will see after this, you will see a bunch of distilleries launching hand sanitizer because we are that desperate in this country for this.
That is fantastic. That shows that the administration actually and Congress and, you know, members of our leadership here, they're actually taking pretty swift action to change things to help people out. That's a very, very good story.
It blew me away. And, you know, yeah.
No, go ahead.
I was going to real quick, you know, we work tightly with the FDA at Ecolips. And, you know, the last thing I want to do is do anything wrong. We get audited enough and we take pride in that. And so we are making this off site, but this actually gives us the authority to do this work at Ecolips. What they're saying is this is a crisis and you do what you got to do to get it done.
Well, that's fantastic. How much can you produce in a given day at this point? And can you expand that?
Right. So we let's see here. I think right now we're doing, 50 gallons a day. We're gearing up next week. We're going to go, we're going to try to do 100 gallons a day and see how that goes.
What are your precursor materials? Yeah. Oh, go ahead, please finish.
Yeah. So no, yeah, it's very simple. I mean, we're talking about the alcohol, which is obviously, we're talking about a high grade grain alcohol, water, to dilute it down and also to mix with the xanthan gum, and which is a thickener, and then we're using glycerin and lavender essential oil to make it smell good and be kind of soothing.
Nice.
We're going to use hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, one of our listeners, I have to tell you, one of our listeners, let me just finish this up because we've got to cut for a break here real quick.
Yep.
One of our listeners who's a retired tenured professor, physics professor at Purdue University, basically talked about this with us here just a couple of days ago. Folks, we're going to be right back with a real American, Steve Shriver.